higher student enrollment than previously expected could mean more state funding for the Hainesboro School District. And two eagles are released back into the wild during the Alaska Bald Eagle Festival's Flight for Freedom ceremony. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Once headed for mothballs with its sister ship, the fast vehicle ferry Fairweather appears likely to return to service in southeast Alaska next summer, according to a proposed schedule released Friday by the Alaska Marine Highway System. The Fairweather would make three runs a week between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway, plus a weekly run to Sitka from May to September. The State Marine Transportation Advisory Board's chair, Robert Venables, welcomed the news.
We're just really glad to see that it didn't get mothballed and, you know, put out the pasture, as it were. So it's still in working condition and was put up that way at the end of the season this year, and I'm kind of glad to see that it's available for use next year.
The future of the fast ferries, which are capable of making runs in half the time of the rest of the fleet, has been uncertain. The 14-year-old catamarans are expensive to run and can be difficult to maneuver in choppy conditions. Cost-cutting by the ferry system has left the Fairweather's sister ship, Chenega, tied up since 2015. The schedule also doesn't anticipate the new Alaska-class ferries to go into service before September. Originally ordered as day boats by the Parnell administration, those ferries are having crew quarters added to extend their service range. The proposed schedule isn't final. The Marine Highway is asking for written feedback on the draft schedule by November 23rd. Enrollment at the Hainesboro School District will be higher than expected, according to Superintendent Roy Getchell. School administrators had projected a decrease of $150,000 in state funding this fiscal year due to a decline in enrollment. The number of students was expected to decrease by 20 because of a large outgoing senior class and a small incoming kindergarten class. During a school board meeting Tuesday, Getchell said that enrollment is now projected to be 246, which is 13 students more than expected. That means enrollment could be high enough to maintain the same amount of funding from the state. The announcement was made during the first meeting for two new school board members, Lindsay Dixon and Michelle Sloper. They were appointed to the board on November 1st and will serve one-year terms until next year's municipal election. Two rehabilitated eagles were reintroduced to the wild this weekend during the Alaska Bald Eagle Festival's Flight for Freedom event. The eagles were released at Klukwan's Chilkat Kwan Heritage Center during a ceremony that included singing, dancing, and storytelling. On a crisp Saturday afternoon, a group of birdwatchers, photographers, and nature lovers from around the world gather along Klukwan's snowy riverbank. They gaze out over the Chilkat River at a cluster of brown feathered figures perched in the trees. Julie Flagg came here all the way from Reno, Nevada. She's been coming to the Alaska Bald Eagle Festival for years with her friends Natalie Bradford and Chris Cart from Juneau. Flagg says back home, the wildlife isn't nearly as beautiful.
Well, the wild stuff we have is mostly stupid people. But
over the past week, the trio has been visiting different spots along the Chilkat River, trying to snag the perfect photo of the U.S.'s national bird. Flagg says she is always struck by how observant the eagles are.
And they watch us as much as we watch them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'll be looking at you, and you know they've got a secret. So you just have to figure it out. They're probably thinking, you fools.
Crazy humans.
Yeah. They're back again watching us.
Yeah. Every November, thousands of eagles flock to the Chilkat Valley to gorge themselves on a late run of chum and coho salmon. For 24 years, Haines has marked the yearly event with the Alaska Bald Eagle Festival. But eagles have been celebrated by people in the Chilkat Valley long before the festival began. During the Flight for Freedom event on Saturday, Lonnie Hotch, the executive director of Gilcat Kwan Heritage Center, explains that the eagle is an important part of Tlingit people's social structure. Hotch said that in her culture, people have always been organized in two social groups, eagles and ravens. This is part of their collective identity.
We belong to either the eagle or the raven. That's part of our worldview. We don't think of ourselves as just like one individual.
Over the years, it has become a tradition to release rehabilitated eagles into the wild during the festival. Sydney Campbell, the American Bald Eagle Foundation's outreach coordinator, facilitates an auction where people can bid to release the eagles themselves.
Fair warning, I'm not an auctioneer. I did this last year and it's really hard.
The money from the auction helps fund the programs on offer at the foundation, as well as rehabilitation services provided by the Anchorage nonprofit Bird Treatment and Learning Center.
Can we jump it up to $200? We were so eager there. All right, we've got $200.
This year, two birds are up for bid, a juvenile and a subadult. The juvenile had tried to leave its nest but was unsuccessful and was found on the ground nearby before it was sent to Bird TLC. It has never flown in the wild before. The subadult, on the other hand, was injured near Soldotna and was returning to the wild after treatment. After the auction, Hotch and the Chilcat dancers begin to sing and dance as the crowd makes its way to wooden crates where the eagles are being held. When the crowd quiets down, the winning bidder, Jessica Reed, flings open the door of the crate and the subadult eagle begins to fly. With each beat of the wing, it grows more confident. Some spectators can't help but shed a few tears as the eagle flies off into the sun.
Home sweet home!
Yes.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.